Let it go. The smashed word, broken open vow, or the oath cracked lengthwise. Let it go, it was sworn to go. Let them go. The truthful liars and the false fair friends and the boths and neithers, you must let them go, they were born to go. Let all go. The big, small, middling, tall, bigger, really the biggest, and all things. Let all go, dear. So comes love. My name's Gavin Smith, and you're listening to The Underword on CICK 93.9. We're broadcasting from an old rail car on Highway 16 in Smithers in the Gitim Den Clan territory of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. And this is a brand new show. This is the very first episode, and this show is going to be exploring poetry and its relationship to music. And today's episode is focused on E.E. Cummings, who wrote the first poem that I just read to you. So I'm going to be reading a selection of E.E. Cummings' poems from an old-looking book that came from Mountain Eagle Books. It was for the low price of $1.95 on clearance, so shout out to Mountain Eagle. Probably won't find books for $1.95 there all the time, but this one was, and it's got a nice sort of 1950s smell to it, I think. Not that you can smell that, and not that I can pick out decades by smell, but I feel like it's close to a 1950s smell. What we're going to be doing is some readings from the book, and then we're going to be paying attention to some music that was inspired by E.E. Cummings. I thought I would start with a poem, and they're a bit difficult. E.E. Cummings didn't name his poems. They're often identified by the sort of first line. So I'm going to start with one called Somewhere I Have Never Traveled Gladly Beyond. And this is actually the first E.E. Cummings poem that I ever heard, and I got it in high school in my grade 12 lit class. I remember the teacher passed around this like photocopy of this poem, and I kept it for I don't know, probably like a decade afterwards. I remember reading it for the first time and everything just kind of stopping in the room, and I was like, wow, what is this? And so this was my introduction, and I hope you like it. Somewhere I have never traveled gladly beyond any experience. Your eyes have their silence. In your most frail gesture are things which enclose me, or which I cannot touch because they are too near. Your slightest look easily will unclose me, though I have closed myself as fingers. You open always petal by petal myself as spring opens, touching skillfully, mysteriously, her first rose. Or if your wish be to close me, I and my life will shut very beautifully, suddenly, as when the heart of this flower imagines the snow carefully everywhere descending. Nothing which we are to perceive in this world equals the power of your intense fragility, whose texture compels me with the color of its countries, rendering death and forever with each breathing. I do not know what it is about you that closes and opens. Only something in me understands the voice of your eyes is deeper than all roses. Nobody, not even the rain, has such small hands. That really made me feel the feels in grade 12, so there you have it. E.E. Cummings, for those who don't know, quite an interesting person. He was actually an ambulance driver in the First World War, and was interned during the conflict. And so a lot of his work plays a lot with language, but it also has sort of really interesting conscience behind a lot of it, although it's pretty playful. I'm going to jump now into the first song. This one was a song inspired by a poem that E.E. Cummings wrote, and it was by a band called Rah Rah Riot, who some might remember from sort of the indie explosion of the early 2000s. And the song is called Dying Is Fine. This song is actually based off an E.E. Cummings poem of the same name. And the song, the chorus, kind of incorporates some of the lyrics from Dying is Fine, but not all of them. So I'm going to read you first the poem Dying is Fine by E.E. Cummings, and then we'll play the song. Dying is fine, but death, oh baby, I wouldn't like death if death were good. For when, instead of stopping to think, you begin to feel of it, dying's miraculous. Why? Because dying is perfectly natural, perfectly, putting it mildly, lively, but death is strictly scientific and artificial and evil and legal. We thank thee, God Almighty, for dying. Forgive us, O life, the sin of death. And so this is the song, Dying is Fine, by Ra Ra Riot. That was Dying is Fine by Ra Ra Riot, based lyrically upon the poem of the same name by E.E. Cummings. I'm going to read a few more E.E. Cummings works from this book now, starting, and it's going to be a bit weird because they don't have names, so I don't really, I need like a gong or something I can play in between to differentiate when I'm stopping one poem and going to the next, but I don't have a gong, so maybe I'll just tell you that I'm turning the page. But I'm now starting on the page that I'm at. In spite of everything which breathes and moves, since doom with white longest hands neatening each crease will smooth entirely our minds, before leaving my room, I turn and stooping through the morning, kiss this pillow, dear, where our heads lived and were. That's such a great line. Doom with white longest hands neatening each crease will smooth entirely our minds. I'm turning now to page 4 of this book. When God lets my body be, from each brave eye shall sprout a tree, fruit that dangles therefrom the purpled world will dance upon. Between my lips which did sing, a rose shall beget the spring, that maidens whom passion wastes will lay between their little breasts, my strong fingers beneath the snow, into strenuous birds shall go. My love walking in the grass, their wings will touch with her face, and all the while shall my heart be with the bulge and nuzzle of the sea. Turning now to page 36. If I have made, my lady, intricate, imperfect, various things, chiefly which wrong, your eyes, frailer than most deep dreams are frail, songs less firm than your body's whitest song upon my mind, if I have failed to snare the glance too shy, if through my singing slips the very skillful strangeness of your smile, the keen primeval silence of your hair, let the world say, his most wise music stole nothing from death. You only will create, who are so perfectly alive, my shame. Lady, through whose profound and fragile lips the sweet, small, clumsy feet of April came, into the ragged meadow of my soul. I'm turning now to page 41. A clown's smirk in the skull of a baboon, where once good lips stalked or eyes firmly stirred, my mirror gives me on this afternoon. I am a shape that can but eat and turd, ere with the dirt death shall him vastly gird, a coward waiting clumsily to cease, whom every perfect thing meanwhile doth miss, a hand's impression in an empty glove, a soon forgotten tune, a house for lease. I have never loved you, dear, as now I love. Behold this fool who in the month of June, having of certain stars and planets heard, rose very slowly in a tight balloon, until the smallening world became absurd. Him did an archer spy, whose aim had erred never, and by that little trick or this, he shot the aeronaut down into the abyss. And wonderfully I fell through the green groove of twilight, striking into many a piece. I have never loved you, dear, as now I love. God's terrible face, brighter than a spoon, collects the image of one fatal word, so that my life, which liked the sun and the moon, resembles something that has not occurred. I am a birdcage without any bird, a collar looking for a dog, a kiss without lips, a prayer lacking any knees, but something beats within my shirt to prove he is undead who living no one is. I have never loved you, dear, as now I love. Hello, by my most humble me, which shall increase, open thy fire, for I have had some bliss of one small lady upon earth above, to whom I cry, remembering her face, I have never loved you, dear, as now I love. Say, that's one of my favorite E.E. Cummings poems for a number of reasons, one of which is that he verbs turd, to turd. I turd, you turd, we turd. That's great stuff. We're going to turn now to another song that has been inspired by E.E. Cummings. This one is by Björk, who I suspect many listeners will know. Björk has actually done more than one song for which the lyrics are actually entirely an E.E. Cummings poem. I'm going to play one of them. It's called Sun in My Mouth. And rather than read it, I'm just going to let you listen to Björk do her thing. That was Björk singing Sun in My Mouth, the lyrics of which are entirely written by E.E. Cummings. I'm going to turn now to one of E.E. Cummings' most famous poems. It took me a little while to warm up to it, but I have indeed warmed up to it. Anyone lived in a pretty Howe town, with up so floating many bells down, spring, summer, autumn, winter, he sang his didn't. He danced his did. Women and men, both little and small, cared for anyone, not at all. They sowed their isn't, they reaped their same, sun, moon, stars, rain. Children guessed, but only a few, and down they forgot as up they grew. Autumn, winter, spring, summer, that no one loved him more by more. When by now and tree by leaf, she laughed his joy, she cried his grief. Bird by snow and stir by still, anyone's any was all to her. Someone's married their everyone's, laughed their cryings and did their dance. Sleep, wake, hope, and then. They said their nevers, they slept their dream. Stars, rain, sun, moon. And only the snow can begin to explain how children are apt to forget to remember, with up so floating many bells down. One day anyone died, I guess, and no one stooped to kiss his face. Busy folk buried them side by side, little by little, and was by was. All by all, and deep by deep, and more by more they dreamed their sleep. No one and anyone, earth by April, wish by spirit, and if by yes. Women and men, both dong and ding, summer, autumn, winter, spring, reaped their sowing and went their came, sun, moon, stars, rain. I'm turning now to page 65. May my heart always be open to little birds who are the secrets of living. Whatever they sing is better than to know, and if men should not hear them, men are old. May my mind stroll about hungry, and fearless, and thirsty, and supple, and even if it's Sunday, may I be wrong, for whenever men are right, they are not young. And may myself do nothing usefully, and love yourself so more than truly, there's never been quite such a fool who could fail, pulling all the sky over him with one smile. I really love that line, for whenever men are right, they are not young. I feel that. I am turning now to page 91. What if a much of a witch of a wind gives the truth to summer's lie, bloodies with dizzying leaves the sun, and yanks immortal stars awry? Blow king to beggar and queen to seam, blow friend to fiend, blow space to time. When skies are hanged and oceans drowned, the single secret still will be man. What if a keen of a lean wind flays, screaming hills with sleet and snow, strangles valleys by ropes of thing, and stifles forests in white ago. Blow hope to terror, blow seeing to blind, blow pity to envy and soul to mind. Whose hearts are mountains, roots are trees, it's they shall cry hello to the spring. What if a dawn of a doom of a dream bites this universe in two, peels forever out of his grave, and sprinkles nowhere with me and you? Blow soon to never, and never to twice, blow life to isn't, blow death to was. All nothings only our hugest home, the most who die, the more we live. I'll read one more before taking us to our next and final song, and turning to page 119. Luminous tendril of celestial wish, wying diminutive bright deathlessness, to these my not themselves believing eyes, adventuring enormous nowhere from, querying affirmation, virginal immediacy of precision, more and perfectly more most ethereal silence through twilight's mystery made flesh, dream slender exquisite white firstful flame, new moon, as by the miracle of your sweet innocence refuted, clumsy some dull cowardice called a world vanishes. Teach disappearing also me the keen, illimitable secret of begin. You're listening to The Underword, and these are some readings of E.E. Cummings' poems, and we're going to turn now to our final song, which is by a band called Tin Hat Trio. And Tin Hat Trio actually produced an entire album based around E.E. Cummings' songs, 17 songs in a cycle, most of which are, the lyrics for which are entirely E.E. Cummings' poems, some of which are instrumental and are just inspired by his work. The album is called The Rain is a Handsome Animal, which is a fantastic name, that's also the name of the song I'm going to play. I'm going to go with an instrumental track from it. So this is The Rain is a Handsome Animal from the album of the same name by Tin Hat Trio, which is entirely based around E.E. Cummings' poems. Thank you. Was The Rain is a Handsome Animal by Tin Hat Trio, off the album of the same name, the songs of which were all based around the work of E.E. Cummings. This has been the inaugural episode of The Underword, which has been focused entirely on the work of E.E. Cummings and the music that he inspires. So thanks a lot for listening, and I'll look forward to being with you all next time. This is Gavin Smith signing off, CICK 93.9.